Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you choose to listen to this podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Hearty Talk Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. So let's head in for today's podcast. So today we'll be talking on, our topic is, God is more concerned about your heart. Yes, God is more concerned about your heart than what you did offer him. He's concerned about the state of your heart and what is in the center of your heart, what is occupying your heart, what is taking his place in your heart, what is at the center of your heart than him, rather than him. In the book of Jeremiah, God constantly was calling his children again and again and again to him, asking them, telling them to repent of their sins, stop following your evil desires. Instead of you moving forward, you are moving backward. If we look at the story of Jeremiah 7 verse 22, he says, "When I led your ancestors out of Egypt, it was not burnt offerings and sacrifices I wanted from them." And the question now goes down to, what exactly do you want from me, God? And it was more like, I just want your heart. God cares so much about you. He cares so much about the state of your heart. He cares more about your heart than what's like all the good things he has to offer you. Don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean that he doesn't want to offer you riches, money, good health, and all of that. But he doesn't want to give you something that would take your heart away from him. Sometimes you may be praying so hard concerning a particular desire, but what if we are not mature enough to even receive that desire because he knows that it will still, like, it will take his place in your heart if he gives it to you. I don't know what it is that you're waiting for or what you are praying for, but the question is, are we even ready to wear, like, is your head fit enough to wear that crown? Like, is the head, the size of your head, is it fit enough to carry that crown on your head? Because he is, the whole essence of all these things, he doesn't want anything that would take away your heart from him. He wants to be the center of your heart. There's this song that reminds me of Mavic City sang. Name of the song is a new song. Pardon me, that is like part of the best combo ever when Mavic City and Kirk Franklin came together to sing together. The song was named Jealous God. And if I remember clearly, he was like, God, you are a jealous God. You know how my heart gets swayed easily from you and all. And you know, and he kept saying that, oh God, you are a jealous God. Oh God, you are a jealous God. God is a jealous God. He only wants to be at the center of your heart. Constantly, he kept repeating to the children of Israel, like through Jeremiah, said, come back to me. Like, when I was leading your ancestors out of Egypt, they broke the covenant. Though I love them as a husband loves his own wives, he was comparing his love with, he compared his love that a husband loving a wife, a children, like, sorry, I said it true. A mother loving their child. So this, he was trying to use this extreme to show how much he loves us, but these things cannot even weigh how much he loves us, to the point that he now said, okay, do you know what is going to be the solution? He now said downwards, he said, but there is going to be this new covenant. I'll put my instructions deep within your heart. I'll write them on your heart, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. They'll be my own people. God, you are God's own special possession. That is why he will not stop chasing after you, regardless of where the state of your heart is right now. But God wants you to turn to him. God wants you to turn to him. God wants you to pursue him. God wants you to chase after him. And the whole purpose of our heart is so that we would worship him. Because when your heart is single, you're able to focus particularly on one thing. And then when your heart is worrying, today you're worrying about this, tomorrow you're worrying about that. When your heart is in so many places, it will be so hard for you to fix your thoughts on God alone and trust him and even worship him. Jeremiah 32 verse 39 was saying about, said, I will give to them one heart and one purpose. And the essence of it was actually to worship me forever. And it is for their own good and for their good of all their descendants. Said he will put the desire in your heart to worship him, and you will never leave him. So God has put the desire in your heart to worship him, so that you will never ever leave him. God loves you. Proverbs 3 verse 12 says, "For the Lord corrects those he loves, as a father corrects a child whom he delights." So God delights so much in you. He's working, he wants you to prosper, he wants you to be in peace, he wants you he wants your welfare. God is just so much concerned about your heart. So my admonition for you today is, I don't know what has taken the place of God in the center of your heart. As I'm even speaking to you, it's also me also speaking to myself to cross-check my heart. Like, what exactly is it that I've been focusing so much on that is taking the place of God in my heart? And let's go back to God. And this new covenant that he has said, I will put my words in their heart. I will write them on tablets of their heart. They will constantly seek me. It's never going to be broken. So, see God today. Ask him to fill your heart. Ask him to take away those desires that you do not want, that are sitting at the center of his, at the center of your heart, and so that you'll be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. I really hope this podcast was able to encourage you, and most especially, don't forget that what is of most importance to God is your heart. The state of your heart is of most importance to him. Cast your cares, cast your worries, your cares of today, your cares of tomorrow, the anxiety, what may be on your thoughts, what may be on your heart, cast it onto God because he cares for you. He doesn't want anything on the state of your heart that is troubling you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. We thank you for reminding us again about how much you love us and how much you love us so much that you wanted the state of, you want to take our whole heart, you want to occupy our whole heart. So we ask of you today that, Lord, you see our heart, and we ask of you that whatever may be on the center of our heart that may be taking your place, Lord God, take it away. Take it away. God, be gentle with us and take it away. We know that those you discipline is those who you love. So God, we ask of you that you take it away, take it away, take it away, Lord God. And may your name be highly exalted. Cause us and help us to worship you in spirit and in truth always. Help us to worship you in spirit and from the depth of our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord God, whatever may be any form of care or worry or anxiety that may be at the form of that may be in anyone's heart, Lord, we ask of you that God cause everything to begin to work for their good this very moment in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a lovely day. And remember again, God cares about your heart. Bye-bye.